say, by golly, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you guys think that I'm going to sleep on the floor every night, you's got another guess coming.
Yeah, that's what I say. My bones hurt so bad I can hardly walk here.
I don't think for one minute that I am enjoying it neither.
What a swell bunch of dumbbells you guys is. Sell all the furniture and stuff, and then we have to sleep and sit down on the floor here.
Well, we had to sell it before we can leave town, didn't we?
Chaz, of course we did. But why didn't we wait until we had the arrangements made to leave, huh? I will be liable to lay around here for another week yet. And by that time, I won't be able to walk at all, cheap vest.
Well, don't be telling me about it. My bones is stiff and sore, too. And I'm an older man as what you are.
Oh, this is the dumbest thing what I ever heard of. My poor back.
Oh, dear, dear. And every bone in my whole constitution hurts, too, Emil.
You must have an awful bad headache, then.
Well, by chimney, it isn't nothing to make fun about. I have got a headache, too.
Say, how long you expect us to lay around this way, hmm? Without chairs here or anything in the room, huh? And without beds to sleep in, hmm? How long do we have to do this?
Well, we got our rent paid, Mr. 15th. That's 2 weeks tomorrow.
And you think we're going to sleep on the floor until then?
Well, I got to do it too, ain't I?
Well, we ain't going to do it.
You just speak for yourself. The rest of the boys know their own businesses.
Chess, and they feel the same way about it as what I do. Don't you, guys?
Yeah.
Don't you, huh? Yeah, see? And if you don't make some other kind of arrangements for us, we're going to strike. That's what we're going
to
do.
Just a minute now. Just a minute. Hold on to the horses. The elephants are still coming.
Well, I mean it, Halloween. We got plenty money now, so we don't have to sleep on the floors.
What are you trying to do? Be the instigator for a stampede?
No, but we just won't stand for it. To be handled like this, like animals. Why, even a horse gets more to sleep on than what we have.
Now, don't raise such a rumpus. You only slept 2 nights on the floor, didn't you?
Chess. But you just said we got another week to sleep like this. And we won't do it.
Well, if you don't like it, then go someplace else.
All right. Come on, guys. You heard what he said. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. I didn't say the rest of yous. He's the one that's doing all the complaining.
Well, what sows for a goose is sows for a goose, you know. You know that, don't you, huh? They're suffering just like I am. When you know it, you know how it is when a man's suffering, Herr Louis. He tries to go someplace where he don't have to suffer. So that's what we're going to do.
Oh, so that's the way the proposition is it? You're going to give me the walking out pills, huh? Just when I need you the most, you're going to walk out and leave me alone. All right? All right. That's just about what I expected.
Well, for goodness gracious mercy sakes, just look at us. Just look at us once. We look like a bunch of cows that went through the wreck of the Hesperus. And if we slept on the floor another week, why, we wouldn't be able to walk at all. And you'd have to buy us all some wheelchairs and wheel us around.
Well, ain't I doing it too?
Well, if you're so stubborn and you want to cripple yourself, why, you go ahead.
Say, Weasel, give me the hand, will you, and help me up here.
Look, there sits Emil on the floor. Oh, look once. And by golly, he's so stiff he can't even get himself up.
Ach, it isn't so bad like that, I hope.
Well, it's just bad enough that when I get up, I go out and I don't come back. I'd rather go out and sleep in the park.
Yeah, lay in that wet grass and catch yourself ammonia, huh?
Well, it couldn't be no worse than laying in here on these hard wooden floors.
It isn't so bad for you guys, though. You's fat ones. But cheap vest, just imagine a skinny guy like me. Why, my bones comes right through my skin. Just look at me. I'm blue and black all over already. And just from 2 nights, too.
Well, all right, then. Go ahead, wherever you want to. I stay here by myself, then.
All right, give us some money, then, so we can find ourselves a room someplace.
Oh, no. We need all the money we got to go to South America, mate. I couldn't afford to pay for rooms now yet.
Well, say, we belong to half of that money just as well as you do. That isn't all yours, don't forget.
Oh, no? Well, I'm the one that's got it, ain't it?
Yes, but you're going to give us some, or else we're going to take it away from you. And then if you still won't give it to us, we'll throw you the window out. So how's about it?
I refuse.
All right. Come on, guys. Out of the window he goes.
Hey, Bartmore, wait a minute. Don't throw me out. I give you the money. In fact, I even go with you. Don't never do that again.
What's the matter? Was you scared?
Did I got scared? Who wouldn't when a bunch of madmen is going to throw you the window out?
Well, it just goes to prove to you that old saying. Give the horse enough rope, and he'll drown himself every time.
You scared me so bad, I'm shaking like a flag in the wind.
It's all right, Henry. Don't be scared no more, though, now. Don't be scared now. Because we was just fooling, anyway. We wouldn't throw you the window out.
Never don't scare me like that again. You know I got nervous perspiration.
Well, then, you don't want to be so hoggish with the money, neither, do you? Because, you know, we had an agreement a long time ago in between us that what is yours is yours. And what is ours, and what is yours too.
I'm shaking so bad I got a willies.
Well, come on. Let's get out of here and let's go to a hotel someplace for the last couple of days. We might just so well take it easy once in our lives.
Yeah, but, Emil, that's going to be awful expensive for 6 people in a week in a hotel.
Well, we got plenty money now. So while we got it, let's enjoy it.
Oh, say. We got to have the telephone made loose, don't we?
Ach, yeah, sure. That's good you thought of that. Call them up once and tell them they can come any time and get it.
All right. Hello? Hello, operation, is this you? Well, this is Mr. Clutch speaking from Hallstatt, 12345. Chess. Will you tell him we're through with the telephone? Chess. And ask him what they want us to do, minute.
I'll be sure now that we didn't leave nothing hanging someplace in one of the clothes closets.
Everything is out. The clothes is all packed in the suitcases.
Good. Then so soon as he finds out about the telephone, we can go. Look at me, I'm still shaking yet.
Hello? Hello? That's funny. The darn thing's dead, Henry. I can't get my answer back.
Well, what did the operation say?
Well, she says just a minute, and that's the last I heard.
Well, I suppose we just gotta stand around in and wait.
We should have taken care of that a couple of days ago already.
No, that wasn't necessary, because I thought we was gonna stay here the week out.
I know what we'll do. So long as I told her we was going, I'll just tear it loose from the wall and take it down there to him. We gotta pass there anyhow. There, now. Now we can go, guys.
Can you do that? Just tear it loose from the wall like that?
Oh, Chess, just so you bring it back to him, that's all.
All right, here we go, boy.